Okay, saints, turn to the 8th chapter of Paul's epistle to the Romans. Romans chapter 8. I don't know that we've been there in quite a while. Romans 8. We're facing, what do you call it, a new realm, a new level. I don't know what it is, but we're facing newness in God. I really feel like at this time the Lord is opening up to us a way to move into more of Him. And this is probably something that He started working on a while back. There has to be a forerunner. There has to be like a John the Baptist ministry that clears out the rocks and the stones and prepares a way for the Lord. Sometimes that kind of ministry is more like tribulation than anything else, while He's throwing out the hindrances so that the Lord can make His way into our lives and that we can make our way into His life. So we're facing things that are new. Whenever you're about to or are moving into new things of the Lord, a new realm of spirit, for example, then you are also going to experience new battles, trials, testings, tribulations, all kind of things. What we're going to do here this morning is just touch on the first portion of Romans 8. I think the Lord will teach us something here that will help us in these days as we take faith and to become aggressive to move into more of the Lord. Verse 7, for example, says that the carnal mind is enmity against God. Quite frankly, what that means is your natural mind, your carnal mind, your human mind, is God's enemy. And that it is not subject to the law of God. It does not submit to the Lord. And in fact, and it doesn't because it can't. And that's what it says. Neither indeed can be. In other words, it's impossible. Previous verse said, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, we've been like the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We've been spiritually minded sometime, carnally minded sometime. But to understand that the carnal mind, which is the worldliness of man, is opposed to the things of God, and it will be very much opposed to us moving into this new realm in the Lord. It won't be just something to slide right into. You probably have to fight your way in. It's just like we've been studying as far as the children of Israel are concerned. God gave them a land there in the land of Canaan. It's yours, I give it to you. I promised it to your fathers, now you can have it. You go, move on in and take it. By the way, there's a few Canaanites in there. They think it's theirs, but it isn't, so you have to take it from them. And see, so the Lord has opened up something new for us, and no doubt we're going to have to move in and take it. Because it doesn't just happen. Things just don't happen that way. But let's get back up to the first verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No doubt we've experienced both. We've experienced times when we were walking in the Spirit, and therefore there was no condemnation. We've had times of condemnation. And condemnation is something that comes up, and it's one of the favorite tactics of Satan to use against us, is to condemn us for something. You get the feeling you're sorry you did so and so, you're sorry you lived in such a way, you repent for what you've been, you know what you are, and we know what you have been, and you get condemned over it, you see. Well, that's the carnal mind. See, there's where the battle comes from, is the carnal mind. Your humanistic mind reminds you of all the times that you failed. Remind you of what you've been. And if you listen to that, you get condemned. that hinders you from moving on into the things of the Lord. It's a favorite tactic of the enemy, is to get you to feel condemned. All of those things, everything that you have been, everything that you've done, your whole life from the time that it began until now, is in storage within your carnal mind. And the enemy has a way of bringing things up. Ah, see what he's trying to move into, and I got something over here in this storage bin that'll trip him up. Let's keep him from moving into that. And all the time, it's not so much something that's coming from without, it's something that has been in our mind. Those are the easiest things to stumble over. How many times have you had trouble believing something? For a moment you felt like, well, God's turning loose a blessing. God's going to meet the need. God's going to do this, or He's doing that. And all of a sudden, you just feel like, nah, what's the use? And unbelief begins to fill your heart. You have trouble really believing that the breakthrough has come. That's that carnal mind working. And what makes it so effective is the fact that it's in here. All this stuff is stored up. Now, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So, consequently, when that condemnation hits, it hits because you're not in Christ Jesus. You know, well, I thought I had been. Well, you probably have been. But at the moment that it hit, you weren't. Mm-hmm. You see, your defenses were down. Who walk not after the flesh, but what after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, verse 2, in Christ Jesus, had made me free from the law of sin and death. Can you believe that? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Now that's something you have to hear it and believe it. Store that in your memory banks. Push out the other. You remember the principle of displacement that we were taught? With the example of the tube, fill it up with black balls, and that's our human nature. But you take a white ball that represents God's nature, and push it in one end, and the black ball falls out the other end. And by the principle of displacement, you're displacing those things. Well, can we not do that in our memory banks? Start storing the principles of faith, the believing of the things that God has spoken, and store them up there in those memory banks. So, at a particular time, what's going to come up? We want that which has been stored by the Holy Spirit to come up, not that which was of the carnal mind. So, therefore we store up. For the law of Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. Free from the law of sin and death. Okay? Had you ever accepted that statement? And I'm free. I'm free. Okay? But you say that, and a little bit later on something happens and you're right back into slavery again. That doesn't have to be. Let's store this up in our memory bank. Store it up in our heart. It's a principle of God, and we believe it. That's it. That's finalized. Verse 3, what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, has been done. Thus the righteousness of the law, verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The righteousness of it. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. For they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So there's a difference. Which memory banks are you using? And what's coming up? If those who are after the flesh, they're constantly getting these things from the carnal mind, it brings condemnation. But to those who are walking after the Spirit, from their storage bins are constantly coming the things of God's Word that causes faith. Consequently, God speaks to Joshua, meditate on these things day and night. Give yourselves, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth. God knows what the trials that we're going to be under. He knows the condemnation that comes. That's why He keeps telling us. We're starting in Deuteronomy now, and Deuteronomy talks a lot about it. To rehearse the Word. Speak of it. When you're walking by the way, when you're lying down, teach it to your children. You're constantly feeding the Word into your memory banks, into your spirit. So that when you respond to a certain situation, you're going to respond according to the Word that you've received and hid away in your heart. You see, that's important. So, in here he's talking about the difference of being carnally minded, spiritually minded. Carnally minded is death, plain and simple. It's death. Spiritually minded, life and peace. Aye, and the carnal mind is God's enemy. That means your human mind, it's an enemy of God. And if it's an enemy of God, it's your enemy too. Hack it down with the Word of the Lord, with a two-edged sword, and hide away the Word in your heart. So then, in verse 8, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, have you had trouble with this one? I just don't feel like I'm pleasing God. Or you know that the way you're thinking and the way you're acting at the moment, it's not pleasing to God, I know. All right, what's the answer? But how do I get out of this flesh realm? Give yourself to the Word, meditate on it. Keep putting it into the storage bags. Don't read it and forget it. Do like God told Ezekiel. Ezekiel, take this Word, eat it. Assimilate it into your very being. Verse 9, for you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Is it important for His Spirit to dwell in you? Yes. Absolutely necessary. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. He's not of Him. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwells in you. It's not enough to just say, well, I store up God's Word in my memory banks and in my heart. Just saying something like that is not the answer. The answer is really doing it. Learn how to partake of the Word and learn how to store it within you so that you become, like Isaiah talks about, wells of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12. We're to be God, the Lord Jesus Christ is a well of salvation for us. But when He come forth in it, we become a well of salvation. And why? Because the water of the Word has been stored up in us so that we become a well of salvation. A well of His Word, His life. You see, it's you are what you've been partaking of. If you just partake of worldliness, you're building up that storage system of your carnal mind so that it has more ammunition to condemn you. But if your life is made up of partaking of the water of life, of the Word, the Spirit Word, a living Word, then you're building up not only defenses, but you're building up an offensive way of making progress in the Lord. Cutting off the avenues for condemnation to come in. Amen. There you are. That's it.